This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Take a break with Pelican's Beak Breaker, the Northwest's favorite double IPA. Pelican Brewing Company. Cheers, fellow fanatics.
All right, today's Daily Ticker fueled by Pelican Brewing's Beak Breaker IPA with big hops, big flavor, and a crisp finish. Beak Breaker is the perfect way to stay refreshed to every bracket busting of you. Which there will be a lot of today and into tomorrow as tournament is here. And joining us now is the voice of Oregon basketball as they get set to begin their tournament run tomorrow night, late night Friday night game up in Seattle, right here on the Fan. Joey Mack joining us at Joey Mack UO on Twitter. Joey, good morning to you. How nice was the surprise to find out the location of the first round game is in the Northwest, in a place where there should be a lot of Duck fans, I would imagine.
One of the shortest trips of the year. How about that? It does work out well. As Coach Altman put it, it was nice to see that the tournament did him a favor this time around. Hold on, though, guys. I got to say, at what point with your guys' schedule, I mean, you just did a great Pelican Brewing. Pelican's one of my favorites. You just did a Pelican Brewing hit, and it's 8:20 in the morning. So what's noon for you guys with your schedule?
8 a.m. in the morning.
8 a.m., yeah. On the day of the tournament, 7:15.
When Joey Mack gets on the show.
When Joey Mack's on, we crack open a Pelican.
Put our legs up, let Joey Mack talk for the next 12 minutes, and we just listen and enjoy. The
floor is yours, Joey. Tell us about Oregon basketball.
What did you think? What did you think of the draw, Joey?
I think it's fun, guys. I mean, look, you get a potential Pac-12 rematch in the second round if everything goes chalk. That's fun. I mean, here's what makes it fun when you get to this point in the year, especially in the era of realignment and the large conference. Arizona would be a great matchup just for basketball fans in general because, yeah, UCLA-Arizona has that long storied rivalry. But, guys, we know in the last 10 years in the Pac-12, it was really Oregon and Arizona, and there were some fun matchups between those two teams. So, you know, it's cool when you get a text from my counterpart at Arizona, Brian Jeffries, when he sees the bracket, he goes, "Oh man, I hope this goes chalk. Would be great to get an Oregon Arizona matchup again." And that's where he and I just get to be fans, right? Like we just get to have fun and see the same matchups that everybody else does. And, you know, so you say all that, you guys ask me about the draw, and here's the deal. If you took Oregon as a 5 and Liberty as a 12, because you got to get through that and Arizona's got to get through Akron before we even have the conversation we just had. Take away the names of Oregon and Liberty and then just look at some of their numbers. Just look at what conference they're from. So here's Oregon, a 5 seed, had some ups and downs throughout the season, a 5-game losing streak right after that, an 8-game winning streak. but lost after winning a game in the conference tournament to one of the two seeds in the overall national bracket. A team that's been a little inconsistent defensively, a little inconsistent shooting the ball, but boy is talented and has some experience in the right places. But the best player on the team is finally healthy this year, and he's realizing his potential. And then maybe the other best player on the team is just a sophomore figuring it out in his second NCAA tournament. Like, that is a quintessential five seed from a power conference. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then go to the other side. Liberty, sixth in the country in three-point shooting percentage. The youngest guy in their lineup is a junior. They start a couple fifth-year seniors. A 12th-year head coach who seems to always win this mid-major conference every few years. A team that's one of the best in terms of offensive efficiency in the entire country. But from a mid-major, maybe doesn't have the same talent level. Guys, this is the quintessential 5-12 matchup in the NCAA tournament, which you know, just again, remove Oregon, remove Liberty, and if I looked at those two things, I'd be like, I might pick that 12 seed because everybody has to pick a 12 seed in their bracket,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
Anyway, I think it's a fun matchup. I think it's a fun matchup. Not to mention, from an Oregon connection, Richie McKay was the head coach at Oregon State for a couple years, about 25 years ago. So there's a little bit of an Oregon connection to the rivalry, too.
Yeah, it's interesting you point that out because everybody does pick those 12 over 5 upsets. And this is one that I've heard from a lot of non-Oregon fan who love this upset because a lot of the numbers that you listed, their ability to shoot threes, you get hot like that in a game. It just, you know, look out. You never know what's going to happen when you're that good at shooting the three-pointer. We're talking to Joey Mack, voice of Oregon basketball. They begin their tournament run tomorrow night right here on The Fan as they take on Liberty Bibberty late night. Well, I guess Isaac Nchukwu will be done a little bit early because it's a tip-off after 7, and that's when the tournament will begin. You mentioned the lull there in the middle of the season. You follow this way closer than I do. I'm on the outside looking in. This was a team that was ranked inside the top 10 and then found themselves outside the top 25 before turning it around. What went wrong and what did they fix, if it's a simple answer?
It is a simple answer. One, teams do get banged up over the course of the season. We all know that. But also, the way the Big Ten schedule deployed, sometimes you're going to play three games in about a week. Other times you're going to play one game in about a week. And, well, in this case, the Ducks had one really bad week of basketball. No communication on defense. Coach Altman did not like the way they rebounded the basketball. Then the three didn't go in at all. You know, you couldn't hit threes like a ridiculous clip. And I know there's somebody in your guys' studio who will probably have some bad memories when I bring this up. But, you know, at one point this season, they needed Keyshawn Barthelemy to hit a ridiculous couple threes to close in on Portland in a non-conference game. Again, remember how I said the quintessential five? Like, they've had those inconsistencies. They were down 9 late in the game to Portland, end up coming back and win. That feels like an eternity ago for this basketball team. But that was one of those non-conference games that Oregon had this year. And so the five-game losing streak was a lot of that, right? The Ducks kind of came back to that, the inconsistency on defense, particularly with communication. And, you know, the Ducks have adjusted some things defensively. They haven't played the matchup zone, actually, as much as they have in years past. And Coach Altman has said that publicly, that they've made that kind of adjustment here down the stretch, and it's helped. I mean, you know, last year the Ducks moved their zone higher. That was kind of what set them on this run late in the year, and not to mention the fact that Anfali Dante and Jermaine Cousinard just played out of their minds down the stretch. But, you know, there's always some of those defensive adjustments, it seems like, that Coach Altman makes, and that leads to some confidence on defense, fuels your offense. You know, Coach would tell you guys that they just had one bad week of basketball, and then they didn't really play bad against Michigan and Michigan State, but on that road trip, they played two top 25 teams, and came out on the losing side of it. So adjusted some things on defense, I think added to the energy on offense. And as you guys have seen over the years, just like I have, when you're playing defense and you're forcing some turnovers, Oregon's offense tends to follow suit and get the energy going.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Kind of a dumb question, two-parter for you. The first one will be the dumb one. Do you fill out a bracket? I know you're the voice of one of the basketball teams. Do you fill out a bracket? And then I don't even know how you answer this. What do you think the ceiling of this Oregon team is? They've had some teams where like, hey, man, this team... I've had a tough time gauging how far I think Oregon can go. I know it's a one game and anything can happen. I have them in the Sweet 16. How far or what's the ceiling of this Oregon team for you?
Well, be careful with your first question so that I don't get an email from the chief compliance officer, Jody.
Yeah, I thought that was the deal.
in the Oregon Athletic Department. So here's the deal. Do I fill out a bracket the way that we all fill out a bracket that has a betting area and a pool? No.
No, yeah.
But do I kind of have an idea in my mind of, you know, who I think's going to win? I mean, certainly, guys, I'm a sports fan just like everybody else. And if Oregon does get eliminated, then I would be sitting with my feet up today and watching games just like everybody else. So, yeah, I do. I mean, I'm still kind of that fan. I'm 32 years old, and my favorite day – I used to get the newspaper on the day on Monday, right after Selection Sunday, and I would actually physically write down in my newspaper. Like, that was me as a kid. Like, I was that quintessential kid before you're even printing it out from a website, right? Like, I was doing it in the newspaper. Now, to your question about Oregon, I think Oregon really is the quintessential five seed. I mean, they're a team that people could pick as the trendy upset to go to the Final Four, or maybe they're a team that does get eliminated early. I think that Oregon has demonstrated this year with that win against Alabama on a neutral floor, right? With that win against Texas A&M on a neutral floor, with the win on the road against Wisconsin, the way they played Michigan and Michigan State on the road. You know, Oregon has had a couple games that they'd like back, but they've also demonstrated that when they rebound well and also when they move the ball well, Oregon is undefeated when they have 16 assists or more in a game. And that's just illustrative over the course of the season that when you move the basketball and you get those open shots, like so guys, I'll let you in on one here. If Oregon can move the ball three times on either side of the wings, you're going to like the results. That's what Dane Altman and the coaches want them to do. They want them to move the ball that much offensively to find the open shot. And when the Ducks do that, they've beaten anybody. I mean, that's how they beat Wisconsin, you know, and I think that Oregon really can go very far. I think that you can't bet against Dane Altman. He's 7-0 in the first round of the NCAA tournament as the Oregon head coach. He's won more games in the month of March in the last 15 years than anybody in the country. 76 now is the number. He's won 76 games as the head coach at Oregon in the month of March. Yes. No one else in that period of time has won that many. It's pretty amazing. I wouldn't bet against him.
Yeah, that's a good feeling
if
to have.
I was a betting man.
If you were involved in anything of that category.
No, don't talk to Rick Neuheisel right now.
No. Yeah, don't fill one of those bad boys out. Don't do that. You're going to hear him right here on The Fan. Tomorrow night as Oregon starts their tournament run against Liberty. 7:15, is that tip-off? 7:10? What are we looking at?
There's no way it tips off at 7:10. Come on, guys. You've been through this before. There's a reason that we said, you know, because normally I like to have the pregame show start at a nice round number, either 6 or 6:30, you know, top or bottom of the hour.
Right.
Well, in this case, I said, no, let's do actually a half an hour before the announced scheduled tip time of 7:10 because okay. again, if I was a betting man, the over-under, I'm going to take the over on the minutes delayed to start the game. That's all
absolutely.
I'll say. We're the last game of the first. Guys, we're the last game of the entire first round. There's no way it starts on time.
Look, this is all a valid argument. We're going to fill a lot of time in the pregame show, but it'll be worth it because we get tournament action with Oregon and Liberty tomorrow night. Right here on The Fan, the voice of the Oregon Ducks, Joey Mack, joining us at Joey Mack UO on Twitter. Thanks for the time, Joey. Have a great call. Enjoy Climate Pledge. I've never been in that building, but it sounds beautiful. And hopefully it's a deep tournament run, and we do this again soon.
Thanks, fellas. You're the best. Call anytime.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.